This is Akashvani, the news shared by Abarajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar today evening. These projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility, and support sustainability initiatives in the area. Mr. Modi also addressed the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. The theme for this year's program is Roadmap for Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. The 99th Common Foundation course Aarambh 6.0 includes 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. On the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day, Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi launched, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple health sector projects worth around Rs. 12,850 crore at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, New Delhi yesterday. These projects include launch of expanded Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and UWIN portal. This extended scheme now ensures health care coverage for all senior citizens aged 70 and above, granting them access to essential health services without income constraints. Chief Minister of Sikkim, Mr. P.S. Tamang, virtually attended the event from Samman Bhavan, Gangtok. PM Modi introduced the UWIN portal, a platform aimed at strengthening immunization services nationwide. This portal includes digital innovations such as a dedicated platform for allied healthcare professionals, drone-enabled health outreach from premier medical institutions, and climate change and health action plans designed to tackle the health challenges posed by environmental changes. Minister of Commerce and Industry Shri Piyush Goyal is on a key visit to Saudi Arabia this week, marking another significant step in the deepening partnership between India and Saudi Arabia. The minister arrived in Riyadh yesterday evening with a schedule of high-profile meetings and engagements set for today. Today, the minister's day will kick off with a series of high-profile meetings with various business heads in Riyadh. Ahead of assembly polls in the national capital early next year, the Delhi Chief Electoral Office yesterday launched the special summary revision of electoral roll across all the 70 assembly constituencies. It aims to update and correct voter information ahead of the elections scheduled in February 2025. Through this initiative, eligible voters can correct their details and report inaccuracies in the voter list till 28th November. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi P. Krishnamurthy said the aim of the revision is to include new voters, particularly those turning 18 on or before 1st January next year, as well as unenrolled eligible citizens in the electoral roll. The updated electoral rolls are available at designated polling stations and voter centres. The final version of the electoral roll will be published on 6th January 2025. Oil marketing companies have announced increase in dealer commission payable to petrol pump dealers and the decision to undertake intra-state freight rationalization to benefit consumers located at remote locations far from petrol and diesel depots of OMCs. This will result in decrease in petrol and diesel prices in several parts of the country. Major hospitals in the national capital Delhi have made several arrangements to attend to injured patients during Diwali. At Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, an emergency ward has been prepared for the treatment of fire accident patients. Meanwhile, special preparations have been made at AIIMS and Safdarjung Hospital. In women's cricket, India clinched 3-match series 2-1 against New Zealand as the hosts defeated the Kiwis by 6 wickets in the final match yesterday. Israeli Parliament, Knesset, has passed a law banning the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East from operating in Israel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.